Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kamma, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Vav. So we said that if someone was Nishba, he says, I swear I didn't steal the thing, and then he came and he was Moda, that he did steal it, you got to go even all the way to Madai to return it back to him. Nasanas HaKerimimon, Nasanas HaChomesh, if when you were Nishba and then you were Moda, you paid the Karen, but you didn't pay the extra Chomesh that you chayiv to pay for having sworn falsely, Machalo ala Karen, Velo Machalo ala Chomesh, or if the guy was Moda, the Karen, so it's as if you already paid him because he's mochel that, but he was not mochel the chomesh, machelo al zev yal zech chutz mipachs mishom pruta b'keren, or if he's mochel both the Karen and the chomesh, except for less than a shavar pruta of the Karen, then ein otzarech leich l'chacharav, then you don't have to chase him all the way down to give him back what's left, because if in the cases that you only have to pay the extra chomesh, or less than a shavar pruta of the Karen, you don't have to chase a guy down because you don't have anything that belongs to him that you had stolen. Meaning that chiyuv to go back and chase him down is only when you're returning the thing that you stole. The extra knas that we make that you pay a chomesh that the Torah imposes, that's not something you have to chase the fellow for. If he's around, you have to give it to him, but you don't have to chase him for that. Nasanas chomesh or nasanas karen. If you've already paid the chomesh but not the karen, or machlal chomesh or machlal karen, he's forgiven the chomesh, but not the keren, or machalo al zeh v'al zeh chutz mishav pruta bekeren, or he forgave both of them except for the shav pruta of the keren tzarech le'lechacharav. Then you have to chase him down because in all these cases he still owes the keren, and for the keren you actually have to go chase him down to find him. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, nosalas the keren v'nishbalo al chomesh. If you paid the guy the keren but not the chomesh, and when he asked you to pay the chomesh, you vaiter swore falsely by claiming that you don't owe him the chomesh. And then, or claiming you've already paid it, and then you confess later on that you were lying about that. Hareza mishalim chomesh al chomesh. Now you have to pay a chomesh on that chomesh. Actually, ismayel karen pachs mishav pruta, and that would keep on going until the karen becomes less than a shav pruta worth. V'chein b'pikadon. The same is true when it comes to a pikadon. If someone gave you a pikadon and you didn't give it back, and he said, "Where's my pikadon?" and you say, "I don't have your pikadon," and you swear that you don't have it, and then later on you admit, so you have the same halachos. Shenemar pikadon, o bitsumas yad, o begazel, o asher kasim miso, o matza aveda v'chichish ba v'nishbal sheker, harezem b'shalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. So you see that you have to pay the keren, you have to pay an additional chomesh, and you chayv to bring a carbon asham. Now, hechon piktoni, if a guy says, "Hey, where's my pikadon?" amar lo avad, and you say, "Oh, it got lost," which would mean that I don't have to give it back to you, I don't have to pay for it if it got lost, because it's a shomer chinam, it's patar and genev v'aveda. Mashpiach ani, oh yeah, I hereby make you swear that it got lost. V'amar amen, and you say amen to that. Yeah, meaning I take upon myself that shvua. Ve'edim the moso shachala, but edim then testify that you ate it yourself, you took it yourself. Mishalim keren, you pay the keren. Hoda me'atzmo, but if you admit it on your own, mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. Then you pay the keren, the chomesh, and the asham, because only when there's a hoda'a is that extra chomesh and asham going to be a chiyuv. When there's no hoda'a, when there was never any admission, then there is no chiyuv to pay that extra chomesh and asham. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav. We had said that if you've already given back the keren, or everything but less than a shavar pruta of the keren, or he was mochel the keren, then you don't have to be chasing him down to pay it back. But if you already gave back the chomesh and you still owe the keren, or he was mochel the chomesh and you still owe the keren, so you have to, or even just you still owe a shavar pruta of the keren, you do have to chase the guy down. And in Mishnah Zayin we said that if you gave him the keren and swore about the chomesh that you don't owe it, and then admit it again later, so now you have to pay a chomesh on the chomesh, and that will keep going until it gets to less than a shavar pruta. And the halacha of paying a chomesh and bringing karban asham applies to shvus ha-pikadon as well, when you deny having a pikadon. But you only have to do that if you admit it. You only have to do the chomesh and the asham if you later admit it. If you never admit it, then there is no chiyuv of chomesh and asham. But next time, we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Ches.